is a live presentation of CBC Sports.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Welcome to a look at the 1993 Ontario champion, Peterborough Don by Lakers novice lacrosse all-stars. A year in review. Come through they did, with a gold medal at the Ontario Championships, finishing the year with 20 wins, 3 losses, and 1 tie. It all culminated in a dramatic double overtime victory over Spartan from St. Catharines. As it happened on many other occasions, we got off to a slow start and then rebounded, mainly because we had 17 players all contributing all season long, and due to our disciplined play and great penalty killing. Over the next 45 minutes, we'll take a rather unique look at how it all came about.
Let's take a look. Let's go.
Well, training camp started in mid-April, and before too long it was time for the Laker Classic. In fact, here come your Lakers now. Performing their Laker chant and doing their customary lap around the rink. Introducing your Lakers. First of all, the goalies, number 1, Cole Murray, number 30, Robbie Keane, number 2, Joel Sinopoli, number 5, Mabe Mwanaganze, number 6, Craig Meredith, number 7, Tyler Sullivan, number 8, Aaron Grayson, number 9, Ian Dunford, number 10, Greg Humphrey, number 11, Jamie Plunkett, number 14, Mike Self, number 15, Scott Eldridge, number 16, Ryan Sharp. Number 17, Greg McIntyre. Number 18, Kerry Gillis. Number 19, Josh Wasson McQuigg. And number 20, John Lokes. Followed by the manager trainer, Chuck Eldridge. And the coaching staff of Pete Self, Steve Sullivan. Just a minute now, what are you doing, Sully? Oh, he's giving them the dance. There he goes, the forward. The backward, the hands, tremendous action, Sully. And a man who needs no special introduction, but we will give him one nonetheless, our head coach.
Scare the life out of you.
From China.
He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova.
A Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Steve Plunkett.
Plunkett.
The fans love it. Plunkett must be that friendly preseason speech you give the parents that endears you to them so. 4 years now I've been with Plunk, and it's always one of the highlights of the year for me, watching the parents' faces as Plunk goes through his preseason speech. Quite an impressive lineup at any rate. Mostly familiar faces, but some newcomers both on the floor and behind the bench. And behind the bench, a key addition, the managing tag team of Chuck and Georgina Eldridge. I was there when Plunk brought them on board.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything we want. How do we know the name? We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you've got no money.
Plunk, is it really a jungle? We'll have more on the Laker Classic in just a moment, but let's take a behind-the-scenes look up close and personal at one of the Lakers. Tyler Sullivan, tell me about yourself. Really? And is that all?
Ha ha!
quite a lacrosse player to boot, Tyler. Well, let's get back to lacrosse. The Laker Classic. We start out against the team that was going to make us earn our keep all season long, St. Catharines Spartan. We got off to a 5-3 lead and things looked good. We ended up dropping a 6-5 game to a tough team. Great game. It had its moments of confusion. And in fact, the confusion started even before the game began, with Plunk explaining to Chuck how to fill out the game sheet, getting the names right and so on.
St. Louis. That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who is on
first? They finally got it resolved. But now let's check out the highlight film. Craig Meredith scoring his first goal as a Laker. It was a beauty. Here's how it was described. Here comes Meredith. That was a memorable goal, Craig. And what a season you had. First as a Laker, playing alongside cousin Mabby Moana Gonze. Craig, what have you got to say? Greg Meredith. So on it was to game two against the Brampton Excelsiors. Well, the Lakers came away with an impressive 14-1 victory. Lots of highlights, both ends of the floor, but certainly one was Ian Dunford's first hat trick of the year, the first of two on the year. Ian, what's it feel like to get the hat? Must have been exciting, Ian. Good stuff. And turning in an equally impressive performance at both ends of the floor, number 8, Aaron Grayson, a member of last year's Ontario Tech Champion team. A man whose only nickname seems to be Grayson. Boys, we've got to work on that. Well, let's just check the video of Aaron's performance.
This is good defense by...
Great defense as usual, Aaron, but on this occasion scored two big goals, and beauties they were. Aaron, how does it feel?
It don't get better than...
Well, let's check out the coaching staff now. Well, there's Plunk. He just seems to stand around by himself there. And then Selfer, well, he runs the gate, and he drinks an awful lot of water. And then Sully. Well, he's had his trouble in the past with this job, but, you know, three lines this year, Sully. 1, 2, 3, must be a piece of cake. Next line, next line. Let's see how he did.
Back it up, please, so we can see. Is there any way that we can get these people to sit down?
It doesn't seem like it's going to be any better this year, so. And, of course, throughout the Laker Classic, all the parents working behind the scenes, barbecuing, timing, 30-second clocking. Well, here's Dave Kane, always the singer. There he is with his guitar. Mr. Barbecue, out at the barbecue. Let's check in, see what he's doing. The singing barbecue meister, Dave Kane. Dave, did you give out sing-along sheets for that too? Well, anyway, the next day we go right back against the Brampton Excelsiors. Due to a unique Laker Classic scheduling setup. And we come right back again with a 12-1 victory. And how about Greg the Humpster Humpatola Humphreys? What a goal he scored in that game. Let's check the video evidence once again.
But Humphreys, he looks a little to the right, then he comes back to the left. He knows he went there the first time, he found something pretty good, and this time he found something really good. I mean, poor old Adrian Hardy, he's a rookie who's getting a heck of a lesson on this drive, or has gotten a heck of a lesson on that drive.
Adrian Hardy.
Humphrey, you taught them a thing or two on that move. And speaking of rookies, how about Joel Sinopoli? Joel Sinopoli, goal and two assists against the Brampton Excelsior's first goal as a Laker. And here's how it was described.
Oh, between his legs! I can't believe it! I can't believe it, Kelly! Oh, my God!
What a goal. And what a season. What a switch from the soccer pitch for young Joel Sinopoli. I overheard your dad admit that maybe lacrosse is a better game than soccer. But Joel, how were you able to play both games all year long? What a feat. I agree.
I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
That ring.
And I'm burning my candle at both ends.
Soccer and lacrosse. I don't know how you did it. You talk about run, one of the fastest Lakers, that's for sure. Well, that quarterfinal victory put us into the semifinals against our nemesis, the St. Catharines Spartan. It proved to be a tremendous game on the floor, but in the stands it was another story. It was not an impressive performance by the Spartan parents and coaching staff. Just an awful display of sportsmanship. That's certainly not the way anybody associated with the Lakers behaves. And guys, as Mr. Plunkett has told you all year long, you try your best, and win or lose, you're good sports. And you behave yourself on and off the floor. That's all we ask of you, and that's what you did all year long. But how about all the shenanigans over in the timekeeping box? We had Sharpie over there. We had Gail Wasson McQuigg over there. And we had Gail Wasson's mother dealing with those Spartan people. What were you guys thinking?
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you.
It was a great all-round effort by everyone, and we came away with a 5-2 victory, which put us into the finals against the Scarborough Saints. Let's listen in on some of the chatter that goes on in the dressing room. Oh, the boys are always teasing each other and teasing Charlie, Chuck Eldridge, and reading the lineups for the other team and so on.
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, you ought to put some of that Downey in these jerseys, Charlie.
Whoa! Hey, guys! Oh, wow.
We're in trouble.
Huh?
Oglethorpe.
Oglethorpe?
You don't
know Oglethorpe?
Oglethorpe.
You know, for the sake of the game, they ought to throw this creep in San Quentin. He is a criminal element.
The worst goon in
lacrosse.
A real cement head.
Yeah, big afro, 21-22. Watch out for him.
He's not playing. He's suspended.
All right. Always like that.
Really try to win this one. Hey, boys.
Well, with Oglethorpe out of the lineup and a tremendous pep talk there by Coach Plunkett, the boys went on to roll to a 10-3 victory in the final of the Laker Classic. Great to start the season off on a winning note with a championship plaque. Ryan Sharp coming up big with 2 goals and 4 helpers. Sharpie, great performance. Tell me, how did you feel out there? Well, you certainly were that night. Great going. There were lots of other great performances, both in this game and throughout the tournament. Final game, we had Mabby with a pair, Mike with a pair, but how about Johnny Lauks? 2 goals and an assist, but one of his patented goals. The end-to-end. You saw it coming, and we've got the video evidence here. He's intercepted the ball, and there he goes. End-to-end. Tremendous job, Luxie. And I suppose by this time, Sully had his act together.
This is unbelievable. If I don't get them down, I will cut them, baby, so they'll be down.
Boy, this is reminiscent of years gone by, Sully. That just about brings to an end Chapter 1 of the story here, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the superb goaltending by Cole Murray and Robbie Keane throughout the tournament. 46 goals scored, only 12 scored against. Tremendous defense, but great goaltending. Tell me, boys, do you have anything to say? Great job, goalies. Well, we had the monkey off her back. Our first championship plaque of 1993. Lots of great individual performances. Thanks again to all the parent volunteers. The Peterborough Lakers sent us a thank you note. Very appreciative of our work.